There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Check, check, 3, 4.
Got it. If you need a face transplant, do you get to like look through a book of faces that you want? Or do you get to wait? Do you get to hold out for the face that you want?
Like, see if George Clooney dies in a car wreck and his face is okay?
That's exactly it. Yeah.
I don't know. I think they just use your ass.
No. Really? What about, isn't the face an organ? Like, it's skin and whatnot? That's donated, right? I've read about people having their face donated.
But your body's so prone to reject like somebody else's organs, right? I really think like there was that guy who was in an accident. He lost like both his hands and his face, and they put his hands back together. I don't know if they were donated. I don't know about that, but I remember his face was his ass because he was like, I can tell my kids that I am ass face now.
Oh.
I love that the glass is half full mentality. Yeah.
Right?
I just try and be wacky with it and put the hands on wrong on either side.
Oh, yeah. And then that'd be awkward.
Yeah, right. That would be.
Yeah.
Outside thumbs?
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind with that.
Yeah, outside thumbs. And you're like, oh, well, hey, you still got hands. Somehow they work. You got to go like this.
Yeah, crossover.
Yeah. But the face, it just seems like such a weird thing to donate. Like, what if the guy's more attractive than you?
Well, that's the hope, right?
So you get to live in another man's skin, you know? Yeah. Is his wife now attracted to you? That was,
I don't know if it's ever like a perfect, like I would say look up pictures of people who had face transplants, like that lady.
You might need a face transplant after a face plant.
Yeah, good point. But like that lady who owned a chimp and then the chimp ripped her face off, like she's never going to be the same.
It's more like an Edgar suit.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. It's like, yeah, absolutely, from Men in Black.
But like, that lady, she just got, like, her face, like, kind of mended, right? Grafted with a little bit of other skin and just kind of, like, sewn back together.
She ain't winning no beauty contest, that's for sure.
No. And then you got Oprah sitting in front of her, like, you know.
What do they call you in school? Like, I'm 49.
There's a, on, I don't know if that's anywhere else, but there's this little miniseries show called Hooked on the Look. And I seen it on Snapchat first, and that's where I've only watched the episodes on Snapchat. But it's basically this guy that is like setting Guinness Book of World Records, getting plastic surgery done. And the current episode, he's getting his quads and calves done.
He's like taking somebody else's muscles.
Have you ever seen this?
No.
No. This is like implants. Yeah. So he's getting booby implants. But they're designed
for pecs.
For pecs and stuff. But he's getting them in, getting calves, and it's all being done at once. So, of course, he's setting the Guinness Book of World Records for most like implants done at once, like 23 implants at one time.
Right. Just make me the bionic man. Like, can you, if you have enough money, can you just be like, I want this runner's calves who died in a.
But that actually takes, you'd have to then, the calves would have, you'd have to work them out from then on for them to be,
Yeah, you said they're implants. So they're like silicone injections
like
or something. Do they actually replicate like muscle or
no?
It's just for looks?
It's pure. For looks. Now the guy is going to have this beach bod look to him. Before he was pencil legs, what I mean? He's already had shoulders put in, mad face stuff. He looks like a Ken doll.
He still can't lift a bowling ball though.
Exactly. Right. 4 pound bowling ball.
Right, the little mini. Yeah. He's got like, he just jacked, like make Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a little
jacked.
Guy.
He's got pec implants,
but
he's
it's got the all.
It's all implants. He's spent $980,000 because that's one of the questions they ask him during the show. So how much have you spent to date? How much have you spent today? And he spent almost $1 million on implants. So
he'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records as most pathetic man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you're rich enough, can you get the good stuff? Can you get the actual good stuff?
Yeah, the real stuff.
Yeah, the real stuff. Like, if I become rich, I'm going to get into a groin accident. And I'm going to get myself one from somebody who's half Dominican and half black. That's my plan. It'll look a little weird.
Look odd on you.
It'll look odd.
Look like you have an eggplant between your legs.
That's right. Mm. But it's it's for looks.
But here's that. I mean, here's just a quick shot of this kid. That's his friend or whatever. But there he is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just after the surgery now, so he's suffering from the pain that he went through
he looks
to
like
get
ever,
his muscle look. Muscle looks.
He looks like everybody who's ever got plastic surgery.
Exactly.
He
exactly.
looks like Rocky after he got just pounded in the
Ooh,
face.
Yeah.
Yeah. That his is like lips. An addiction, though, right?
It
like
is,
plastic
man.
Surgery.
Hooked on the look. He admits he is very addicted to the plastic right. surgery, the whole thing.
And then it's great. It's like one of those addictions that just keeps on going because, like, then you have to get plastic surgery to fix the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Because so much of it is just absolutely botched.
Yeah. And how are you going to just do, like, one thing? Yeah. You know, get your eyes or your nose looking brand new and the rest of you just looks awful?
Yeah.
Like,
your neck always looks, got them lines.
Yeah.
You always got the Susan
turkey
Lucci
neck.
Going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. You just can't, I don't know. I feel like that's going to be the future. Just take my brain and put it into somebody who died who's very fit. I'm gonna that actually sounds pretty cool. I want
See,
that's
the age-old question. If your brain goes into somebody else's body, then it's your brain, right? So it's your consciousness.
Yeah.
So you are literally experiencing life in their body.
Yeah.
Versus them having control over anything.
Right. And how long does your brain last? Does your brain rot away? I guess it does. Yeah. You start going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Synapses and neural cortexes start failing and stuff, sure.
No, but if you start listening to Joe Rogan and start taking Alpha Brain or whatever.
Nugenics.
Nutraceuticals. you can apparently live forever or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even though he looks like...
And smite all your enemies. And
yeah.
Well, to go back to this face transplant thing, always makes... Whenever this conversation gets brought up, I can't help but think of Face Off. And I guess it was good that they pick like two of the ugliest guys in Hollywood to trade faces, because Nicolas Cage, John Travolta, neither one of them they just strike me as a handsome guy.
It would have been back in the day.
Kind of
puffed
like
up. It looks
70s
like 70s
or something. Yeah, he's waterlogged for sure.
Yeah.
And then some of the stories I've heard about him too, it's like, can't even look him in the eyes anymore, to be honest. Not even when he's on screen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with getting a massage from a masseuse? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing. Okay, sure, nothing. For our woke listeners, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But, it would have been like totally different if, I don't know, if it was like Ryan Reynolds and Nicolas Cage. It would have been very unfair for somebody at that point. Yes.
Like Nicolas Cage would be, I'm good. I don't need to go back. I'll brush my fingers
absolutely.
Across your wife's face. I don't care. If I get to look like you.
Wasn't he Hollow Man?
That was Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Mm. See, I always... Kevin Bacon, Nicolas Cage, interchangeable.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Kind of look-wise.
Yeah.
Because acting-wise...
acting-wise, Kevin Bacon's a way better actor.
Yeah. I think he's just more traditional.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I liked him in Tremors. That's about it.
Yes, of course.
That's about it.
Yeah. Valentine.
He hated that movie, though.
I know he did.
Yeah. Refused to do any of the others.
Yep.
I mean, after the second one. I don't blame him at all.
Exactly.
But sure. But he was better than the other guy.
Yeah.
The guy from Joe Dirt. Joe Dirt's
Who
dad.
Who was that guy?
Earl?
Earl.
I don't know.
Not good
Just
enough.
Earl.
He wasn't big enough to remember, but he was a decent enough character in the movie.
Yeah.
That's a guy that has had it rough just as far as like screen progression goes. Like, I feel like first Tremors movie, the guy who plays Earl, he's like a rugged, like a Marlboro man kind of looking guy, you know? He's got a nice goatee beard. He looks like, again, just rugged, handsome guy. Second one, he shaves.
Rough.
He's got that long, just like, Michael
Greasy
Jackson
hair
going on there. And then after that, you know, man, it's just, I've seen him in a few things. He's rough looking.
I've never seen him in anything else.
I can't say that.
Tremors.
Yeah.
Joe Dirt?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, he was the dad.
Joe Dirt?
You
never watched Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
Shit'll buff out? You never watched that? No. No, I didn't.
Yes, you have.
I guess there's a lot of movies out there. Everybody assumes everybody's seen it.
Right.
Yeah.
I just had somebody like offended that I hadn't seen Joe Dirt. So they decided to start quoting and reciting the movie. I was like, there's a reason I didn't watch it.
That's funny.
And I know this individual, and he knows I've seen the movie, and he still wants to quote it all the time like I haven't.
Right.
It's like, I know. I've been there, man. Don't worry.
And he's definitely the type like, man, this scary movie was crazy, man. There was like a ghost and it was haunting this guy. And it was like, ow, and then there was, and then it's crazy.
Somebody died, you know? And then the end.
Yeah. That's I watched the whole movie.
I was right there with you, bro.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that I'm every time I cough, I'm like, oh, no, I'm just smoking weed. It's not COVID. I promise.
Oh, I've got the black lung. No worries. I'm in the coal industry.
I'm a coal miner.
Anything.
Anytime you cough in public, you have to, if you don't hold it, if you can't hold it in, because I, at this point in time, if I'm capable of holding in a cough in public, I will not cough.
Yeah.
Because people will look at you like you have the plague.
Patrick, I know you were worried about joining the COVID club, you know, at one point. You just didn't want to even admit that it's a possibility that you might have it.
Right.
And I could see that for a lot of, like, yeah, I'm coughing. I'm like, I'm sorry, I've been sucking a lot of It's less embarrassing.
It's funny.
So, yeah, that's COVID has changed everything for everybody. It's hard to listen to somebody from California seeing we're in rural friggin' Arkansas, where, again, the worst thing that's happened is McDonald's closes at 11 instead of right. being 12. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the biggest COVID.
They only let old people at Walmart at certain times.
Right.
And California hadn't even opened up their schools yet at all.
Oh, my God. Locked down.
Yeah.
We were making fun of it, but honestly, listen, if you're not locked down, you're spending all your time on social media. If you are locked down, you're spending all your time on social media. What?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but McFarter Fat Fart said, peace. What's up? What's up, my friend?
What's up, McFarter, dude?
What's up?
Dude, I'm assuming you're a dude.
Get yourself canceled.
Canceled. Hold up. Canceled.
Canceled for assuming McFarter McFat Fart.
Yes.
I can already see the headline on TMZ tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, well-known radio jock canceled.
Yeah.
For gender stereotyping Twitch followers.
Yeah. McFarter's going to send it into TMZ because they take the lowest echelon of any public figure.
Yeah. They're the new BuzzFeed.
That's right.
You can clip it. It's easy to clip.
You're wrong. They're the old BuzzFeed. TMZ been around longer than BuzzFeed.
Yeah, true.
And BuzzFeed just took... that whole thing.
Well, BuzzFeed has some good journalism nowadays.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, I know.
So does TMZ to an extent.
Mm.
Is it the, that reduces their journalistic integrity? Or is it the fact that they do kind of put out some bad journalism every once in a while? Mm.
I think it's a little bit of both. Okay. I'm not going to blame BuzzFeed or TMZ for doing what they got to do to get likes and hits. That is not a new thing. Everybody does what they can to get ahead. The only people that don't are the most integral people and people who have jobs in the public eye, like in show business,
right,
that aren't attached to people. One of my favorite comedians, again, that was kind of a Bill Burr. I'm not worried about saying anything because you can't stop me from performing in a strip mall, you know, for whatever.
There's always
small
a venue.
Amount. There's always a venue.
Well, that's same for us. I mean, we are now big time number one hit radio guys in small town USA. And I realize that's a joke. It's funny to say that it's a joke. But in reality, we make a living talking on the radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We could go to a smaller situation and do what we do and still get the job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if we were completely canceled from right here, if you were canceled from your job because of something you reported, you could get another job. Even if you had to go to a smaller news. A
Is
news
that maybe possible?
Because of and not in spite of.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Right.
I'll be honest, I probably say some really offensive, just downright rednecky things. And some business around here be like, love what you said.
Exactly.
I don't care if you don't know how to actually weld. That's no problem. I like your attitude. Like, you'll figure it out.
That's what's weird. Yeah, that's true. You know what? I think this pertains to a lot more of the country than people think. But every person in this room, with your beliefs, also where you live and blah, 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 it's so weird that each of us could get canceled by either side.
Exactly.
You know?
Good point.
Like, we say things that'll totally, and canceling is different on one side compared to the other. The other side's version of canceling is more like, we're just not going to patronize you anymore. We're not going to listen.
Use you.
We're not going to give you any views. We're not going to buy your thing. That's the better form of cancel. How about if you feel that way about a person, you don't buy their things. Why are some people able to be canceled and others not? Why is it, again, back to that, I said it, why is it only Democrats being canceled? You know? Like, what? Why is Mel Gibson still able to make movies? and guess what? I love Mel Gibson.
I
think he's such a good actor. He's such a good director. And he said awful things. And then drunk drove and the whole nine.
Right.
Why is he untouched? And I'm not saying he should be. I don't want Mel Gibson.
Did he do his time?
No. He barely even did his time. Now,
He did celebrity time. He did the out front, I'm sorry because of my actions that kids may think this is okay.
Stood before the podium for a moment.
Yeah, yeah, he did the celebrity time. And then he did some community service. And then he directed another film.
I don't know. Just this whole thing. I don't know, man. Just canceling somebody. Like, should Ellen have been canceled? Let me just bring that out. Like, the only thing that I can honestly find is that she was sometimes had some hard edges in the workplace. That sometimes she might have yelled at a person or two. Guess what? The place that you're working puts a show on every day that millions of people view. It's incredibly important and stressful.
That would be canceled in a moment's notice if you stopped being funny and or entertaining.
Right. Right.
Think about it that way. She was the brainchild behind the entertainment.
Yeah.
Yes, you paid writers. Yes, you had other folks that I'm just saying
I don't
care. Was a reason why there was an Ellen show.
Yeah. Ellen was funny. I don't care.
Totally.
She's funny.
Totally.
She's absolutely able to run clearly a very successful show. Not anymore. And it's
because she's still doing her show, right?
Well, a lot of folks say that
look that up.
The anti-bullying campaign of like the late 90s, early 2000s is what created the environment for cancel culture to really to grow and thrive and be the all-encompassing monster that it is nowadays. And at the same time, muddle the message a little bit here is that, man, there are so many noble causes that we have to fight in the United States in 2021, you know, societal racism, police brutality, immigration issues. There are very, very important cultural issues we still have to fight. What we don't need to be fighting is like, oh, my boss was a little difficult to deal with. It was a bully. Oh, you can't make fun of fat people. Okay, Gina Carano can't go on Twitter and make the equation that being a Republican nowadays is like being a Jew in Nazi Germany. Like, yeah, that's wrong and stupid and offensive to Jews. But is that really like again? She's a popular show. You know, she could still she's got things going for her. And to take her off the show and to cancel her outright
for a historical reference
right?
And by the way, we're taking away somebody just putting on a helmet and walking around planet freaking who gives a hell.
Yeah.
Like, this is the job that we're taking away. I cannot sit here and watch her fire laser beams at aliens. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you canceling her from? Mm. What are you canceling her for?
I know. And from a show that's with a Boba Fett Jr. and a Muppet on there,
yeah,
I guess.
That's the end of it. That's what the show is, and it has no more relevance than what you just said. Somebody in a costume and a helmet messing with a puppet. That's Star Wars in a freaking nutshell. It means nothing in the grand scheme.
And she's not denying the Holocaust.
No.
You know, anything like that. She's not trumping up the Nazi party. She's just saying, hey, you know, this political oppression we're seeing here, you know, maybe somebody I'm going to relate it to the oppression that Jews felt there in Nazi Germany. Again, a poor taste.
Probably the most popular reference of that type of thing you could ever make, though. Mm. I mean, she's trying to make a point.
I guess, is the reference being bad taste because there were people dying versus
it's very bad taste.
Yeah, the fact that you have a
comparing
phone,
death, you're thousands of deaths versus
you're comparing an awful life versus this actress who, at the end of the day, she eats every day. She doesn't need to be in a concentration camp. She's not going to get yanked out and shot in the back. You know, but that doesn't matter. It's an absurd reference, and you probably shouldn't have made it in today's economy. I cancel you for being dumb. Like, what were you thinking would happen?
Right.
You know, but at the same time, that is a historically, who had to hide more than Jews in Germany than in the 1940s? Who had to hide more than that?
Yeah, Republicans in Hollywood, right?
Yes,
now.
That's a, you know, it's an absurd, ridiculous statement, but.
Insensitive,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Insensitive, maybe, but cancel culture is still way beyond what it should be.
Definitely insensitive. But
just to muddle the picture a little bit, especially for the folks on the right side of the political spectrum who maybe and somewhat justifiably get to feel a little piece of that, to feel like almost they're persecuted right now. You know? And we especially see that in Hollywood where there's this like, if you ever even voted Republican in your lifetime, you know, there's somebody out there trying to figure it out and try to get you out of Hollywood, get you canceled entirely.
Apparently.
And again, that muddles the picture. It wastes time and effort and people's energy. And again, it kind of cries. It's like the little boy crying wolf. You know, at some point we need to let folks on the right now feel like they're persecuted a little bit. And let's rise above and show them that they're not. You know, right. I mean, let's just not tell them that they are. Let's just show, okay, hey, if this person thinks that being a Republican is like being a Jew in Nazi Germany, let's prove why that's not right. And I guess we prove it every day, but, you know, let's not just instantly oppress people's voices if they espouse something like that.
What's the idea there? What's your big idea? Are you making the world a better place when you're just expunging people and like keeping them out of your bubble? What makes you think that canceling a person like that, if you cancel them because you think they're anti-Semitic, for making that reference. Let's just jump out on a limb here and say, I believe she's anti-Semitic for saying that, not recognizing what Jewish people had to go through. That. Do you think that's going to fix her anti-Semitism?
Right.
She loses her job and she has to go home. She's probably getting drunk, saying more worse things. That's not how you fix a problem. It's just not by just cutting it away and omitting it. You're probably making it worse for that person. Why wouldn't you, as a liberal person, want to reach out and maybe educate, maybe inject some cultural sensitivity? Like, how better is it to just cancel somebody than to have somebody say, you know what, like, I'm better myself then. Not apologize to get their job back, but just say, you know what, maybe that was an insensitive remark. You know, I'll look at myself and,
that
and
might
blah, blah, blah.
That might require you knowing better in the first place. You may be able to just cancel somebody without actually knowing better.
Right.
But to expect better of somebody means you know better in the first place, right?
I guess.
So
I
mean, they don't know much about what they're canceling people about. They're just wanting to cancel them.
Right.
Because they heard.
They stepped outside.
Target
of,
word.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And these are not people, the people that are behind this, the cancel efforts, they're not looking for an apology. They want you to come out and apologize. They want you to fall on your sword publicly, but they're not going to accept that apology.
Right.
That's not what they're there for.
Right. Yeah, I guess, you know, like you were saying, it was the kind of anti-bullying campaign that really sparked this kind of climate, social climate that we're in. But, you know, it's really so that really falls on less on the people that are doing the canceling and the people who raised the cancelers. Right. I mean, it's the people that shielded their kids from every possible thing that wasn't perfect in their lives. And those people grew up to be the people now canceling everybody. Mm. Are we going to really blame the cancelers? There's something that adopted this whole person. It's not like all of a sudden people who were 14 a few years ago and are now the cancelers were the type of people who were like, who changed the whole social climate. They didn't, we would be insinuating that kids changed the social climate. No. Like, it was the people that raised the current millennial generation that shielded them from everything, that wrote letters to the teacher saying that you gave my son an F and you know what? He studied really hard for that test. He should at least get an A for effort, you know?
And it, man, that's such like a. If you raised kids in the 90s, there's a good chance, or if you were raised as a kid in the 90s, that's a good chance this is that's the type of person you've become. And it was almost this climate in the 90s, like everything's fixed. The Soviet Union's fell. We don't have any enemies in the anywhere in the world. Things are good. Economic situation was really good. Was it Francis Fukuyama that came out and said the end of history? He said in the 90s, there'll be no more history at this point.
Because everything's
just golden and perfect, you know? And then we had to find these little issues and blow them out of proportion when, again, some of the bigger ones, again, structural racism in the United States, that's still an issue. We never resolved that. But now we're just, like, muddying the picture. And to go back to the Gina Carano thing, it's stupid on so many levels. And the one that one of the big ones for me personally is that we've just elevated celebrities to this status where, for one, they feel like that they should go on Twitter and espouse their political views. No, okay? Keep that shit to yourself, number one, okay? And number two, I would like to think that, yes, even though she's on some popular Disney channel, that people could still not give a shit what she has to say, like, and not make it some big deal.
Is that going to ruin your Mandalorian viewing experience?
Yeah, is that what you're... Yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh, I know a person that's a Star Wars person right there actually believes this in real life. I mean, keep some of these things separate. You can have a celebrity with idiotic ideas. That's not why... You don't like them because of the idiotic. You don't like them because of their ideas at all. You like them because of their ability to act.
Yeah. That's like liking the Dixie Chicks, but not liking their as a country music group, but not liking their political ideas.
Why does it even factor in?
Back in the day, that was a big one. Yeah.
And if they do factor their political ideas into an album, they just don't go buy it.
Exactly.
You know, you don't listen to it.
Why do you cancel?
You know?
Tom Brady is a massive Trump supporter. And that's, I'm not. Does his Trump supportingness... Does
cause you to not like him anymore as a football player?
When he's on the field and throwing freaking crazy, what does it matter?
Getting another ring, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does it matter? Like, you get to see Tom Brady throw a football better than anybody ever has ever, and his Trump-supporting views do not factor into my enjoyment of that at all.
And on the same level, it shouldn't be on the other side with, like, a Colin Kaepernick kneeling. It shouldn't factor into your enjoyment of football, where a lot of people on the Republican side quit watching NFL.
Boycotted it.
At the same time, I was like not only did I thought it was the right message. I saw nothing wrong with what Colin did. You know,
he requested the information from a serviceman, a veteran. And he said, instead of not showing up at all, just kneel.
Yeah.
And then so he took that advice, and still, even though he, you know, was trying to be respectful of the flag,
can't protest in any way nowadays.
Okay. Well, I will say that Colin, he was able to ruin the message a little bit, but in a uniquely American way, and that was by like selling the whole thing to Nike,
right,
who then uses it in commercials, a company that's. It's like run by white people for white people,
slave labor.
Uses more or less slave labor in other places in the world, and wants to present themselves a little better picture, so they can reach certain markets in the United States by using Colin Kaepernick as their as a representation of their company attitude. Now they don't believe anything that those two, there's no relation in the beliefs of those two entities.
Not to mention he's like a third string who gives a crap.
Yeah.
That's like that's the other thing. If Tom Brady was a third string who gives a crap guy, then maybe you should be like, or maybe his political beliefs now factor into how much you actually think about him. Or they shouldn't, really.
So but, maybe his political beliefs are better than his football.
He doesn't play for your favorite team, then his political beliefs probably play way more into factoring in.
Sure.
Now, if he plays for your favorite team and he's a Super Bowl contender, you'll let it pass.
Well,
you'll let his, you know, his liberalism or his, you know, republicanism, whatever he is, you'll let that pass if he wins you another championship.
Right. Well, the whole thing is it's kind of like, I thought it was the party of free speech or the mostly like, you know, people who are canceling everybody. And yet you can sit there and tolerate things. What I was saying earlier, It is a complete fallacy, this whole royal family thing. Huh. Now, a huge lover, at least in the States here, the people who pay attention the most and are the biggest lovers of the royal family are mostly like liberal people.
Yeah.
Tell me what is in liberal ideology that would make you want to call somebody your highness? Yeah. Or like right. Or like want to think that like you can be born above just inherently.
Exactly.
Like there's nothing liberal in our democratic views that would lend anything like that to liking.
That's the exact opposite yes. of what we've been looking just striking for these last few hundred years.
That's right. The fact that anybody would care about what, especially here in America, like American entertainment news would really care about the royal family, what they're doing, yeah. what people think about them, maybe, and they're not even in it anymore. Didn't they emancipate themselves yes. from it? So what is
they're not even royal anymore.
So when you boil it down, and why wouldn't you to do that? When you boil it down, you have two millionaires sitting with a billionaire in like a mansion's backyard, like courtyard.
Yeah, yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
Right. Was that an Acropolis or something yeah. that they were filming this in?
Talking about like racism. Like what? What? Like this makes no sense. Now you attach some names. You got Meghan and what is it?
Markle?
Well, what's his name? Prince, what is it? Or is that Harry?
Yes.
That's Harry. So Harry, yeah. See, it shows you how little I give to sheets.
And if, yeah, you know, if it's William or Charles, who cares? Okay. Right? The British people haven't even had relevance in their own monarchy since yeah. like 1790 when they right. told King George III to go fuck himself.
Yeah. Except for Piers Morgan, who's on there saying this is an assault to yeah. the monarchy.
Get a little too much melanin
yeah.
in our royal bloodline here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How about, I didn't know.
How about Piers Morgan? You are so freaking desperate that you're willing to kowtow to the monarchy hoping that they're going to hire you for something.
Right?
And they're not. Maybe yeah. to clean the toilets. It's yeah. about the only thing. And I'm certain he would mess that up. I have such Piers Morgan. When I was talking about him on the show, I was certain I was talking to nobody. Nobody knows who he is. I don't think. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Do people know?
He's been around enough.
Not a household name, but...
Yeah, people would see his ugly face and
oh,
realize...
Oh, yeah, that prick.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I remember that guy.
He's just, I don't know, like, he was kicked over from Britain. He worked here. Nobody wanted to listen to him. Everybody got tired of him. And now he's back over in Britain working at... Come on, like how much credence do you lead to like Good Morning America?
Ooh, not much.
And how about Good Morning Britain?
Yeah, none.
Zero, yeah.
And I feel like of all the types of people and cultures and this and that, the British people, I just cannot imagine them sitting in front of Good Morning America being like, you know, this is really salient. Like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, they don't look to that type of thing to be informed.
They're not a dumb people.
No.
I think there's a lot to say that, like, if Hitler went to Britain and tried to say and like, propagandize
yeah.
and be a demagogue right. like he right. was in Germany, they would have laughed him off the stage
exactly.
in Britain.
True.
He wouldn't have had a chance.
The smartest, most wittiest people were laughed off the stage in Britain, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Churchill and stuff is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
People were,
right.
How do you make a fool of a guy like that?
Mm.
But he was made a fool
absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely, every
he,
day.
He made a lot of fools of people, though. I think that's the only, it's so weird how it works over there. It's like, I hate you. That's why I like you.
Yeah.
You know, you've trashed me. I've trashed you. You know, like
at the end of the day, you can look down at people. And at the end of the day, you're still like, I'm an idiot. You
right,
know,
right.
We've lost that. You know, I feel like we should have imported some of that because that was still going on, like in the time of the pilgrims and such, you know. We
right.
should have imported some of that as well over here.
Yeah.
No.
Well, the pilgrims, like, they kicked the Puritans over. I mean, this is everything. This is all
yes.
Britain's fault.
Yeah.
All of this is all Britain's
so
fault.
You're taking crap too seriously, so get out of here.
Yeah.
Go found a new country.
Exactly. Well, we don't want to be under your arm anymore. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've read Winston Churchill has some of the sickest burns of all time.
Mm.
And he got He got clapped canceled. Back, as they say here on Twitter. You know,
he won the war against the Germans, and then they're like, "All right, we're done with you."
Yeah,
you know, threw him to the side.
Well, so. I mean, he was only good for that.
True, right? Yeah.
So he
not
was,
the guy you want in peace.
No. Which that makes sense. Why can't you say that? Why can't you know? During a certain time, we need a certain type of guy. During another time, we need another certain type of woman or guy. You know, sure. It doesn't matter. A certain type of leader. Doesn't matter.
Thank you so much for the courage of bringing up the fact that the royal family and everything associated with it's just stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you should be a little ashamed if you put much credence and reverence in the royal family. Again, it's not something that officially the British government has taken seriously of in over 200 years. You know, because they realize, you know what, this whole monarchy thing doesn't work too well. Not taking us the right direction.
Right.
I mean, the amount of money that the royal family just fritters away. It's like 15% of the British budget goes to. It's just again for this fake pomp and this
sandbox.
Aristocratic. Yeah, just a mess. And it's been a mess for years. And thankfully, for the royal family, they have a great PR department, and they've been able to craft this image of this noble aristocracy over the last 70 years or whatever.
But do British people lend anything to that?
Some do. Some, just like some over here do. There are British people. I mean, you can easily find, like, go online and type in something like, should we give a crap about the royal family? It's almost going to be like split down the middle, you know? And maybe even favoring people who are like, yeah, I mean, they're like classy. And they're like an example of who we should all be and act like.
Man, so, I just... So I'm going to launch into the thing that I don't... Did I say that earlier? Did I say about how liberal people... I did, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so I can't...
Liberal people in the United States.
Remind us.
Yeah, I mean, it's... It just makes no sense to me that for the most part, people on my Facebook and all this are the people that are so into this type of thing are all fairly liberal people. And the entire idea of a monarchy makes zero sense to me when it comes to what your idea of like what liberalism should be.
What if they're attaching to a monarchy in which they don't feel like they? I mean, America is the Republicans' monarchy. Think about it. America. Whatever my American president says, Trump USA.
Well,
no, so the Democrats
only ever 4 years, though.
Right. That's true, too.
Yeah. The monarchy deserves unconditional praise and love, basically, no matter what.
They're divinely instilled. Put in there, even to this day, I mean, there's this idea that the monarchy was put in place by God himself.
Right.
So that a class above everything else that is underneath.
Right. Half people don't care about the president. And like you said, half people don't care about monarchy, but like even less would care about it is if every 4 years it was like judged. Hmm. You know, like every 4 years a different monarch, that makes it, you know, it's that's the fact we get to include other people into our monarchy. I'm not saying what you're saying isn't true.
No,
I think there is
saying,
a monarchy, but it's weird we're able to but it's switched. That's our politicians. In Britain, they can hold their politicians' feet to the fire depending on the day.
Sure.
Like
they
one
can hold
day,
a no confidence vote tomorrow.
Right. While their monarchy, who holds very little power, is going to be the same always. Like, it's always baseline, and it's the same people. Here, we have no, like, royal families. The royal families are the people, I think, and this might sound a little conspiracy theory-ish, but, like, the people who are, like, really, you know, people who have always been here, making tons of money. Rockefellers. You know, Rothschilds and stuff like that. Those, I mean, it's undeniable that those people exist and have a lot of money. How much you lend to them actually controlling the government depends on how lonely you are.
There's a direct like equation there.
Yes, right. Yes. You're lonely living in your mom's basement. You probably are like, the Rothschilds are running everything, bro. But it's an undeniable fact that they exist and they're very rich. Mm. Or they have existed. And they,
your
you know,
old money.
Yeah, it's the type of rich people that don't They're not out there making, you know, sending rockets into space and buying mountains to put clocks in them and stuff. Yeah. I don't.
Right.
They're not that type.
Yeah. You know? Don't know these
right.
particular
which
people.
Makes it scary. So again, depending on how lonely you are, it depends like how much credence. I just feel like maybe
I'm not very lonely, so I don't get too much credence to it. But so. The lack of a monarchy in the United States, though, I think that's what makes people, a good chunk of people, maybe even the mass of people, so addictive to like celebrity related news and just like actors and actresses and celebrityism in the United States. We almost treat that group of people like they are royalty, and maybe right. not to bring it back to cancel culture, except some of them have been taken down by that, which, remains to be seen what's going to happen with some cancel culture stuff among like the monarchy itself.
That's true. I mean, could the whole monarchy be canceled?
No.
With the racist tendencies that were revealed with all of that
I don't
interview?
Even see how. I just still see them like, you know, like it's not like they're on the places. The monarchy has to worry about their Twitter and their PR, you know? I mean, they're where they
yeah,
are.
Well, there's that one. I think he had like pictures with Epstein and he was like one of the princes. Mm. And he had one of the queen's sons had some pictures with Epstein and another one that was it was like a underage girl who was known to have been in one of those Epstein circles.
Sex rings.
Yeah, one of the rings, you know. So no doubt, I mean, the monarchy's had its fair amount of scandals over the years. And again, it has a tremendous image processing component to it. So at some point, they might fail, you know. And just, again, the British people, man, they're resistant to stupid ideas a lot of the time. They carry a lot of cynicism. They're a humorous group of people. And I don't know how much convincing it would take to finally be like, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah,
let's just get rid of it. These people just need to get jobs.
Yeah, I'm not sure I see that happening.
I know, but it hasn't happened by now,
right?
The chance that someone's going to be? You know, what is Prince Harry? He's like the Duke of Sussex.
Sussex.
Yeah. You know, like what does that entail? Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, I get the biggest job duty surely is maybe you go like fox hunting once a year or something. That's the biggest thing you're
required
have to do.
To eat grapes like this.
Yeah, just like that.
Hey,
yeah.
McFarter Fat Fart says Madonna is royalty.
That's only because she went to Britain.
Yeah, got a fake British accent.
Had a fake British accent and came back and started acting like royalty.
Yeah, British royalty. Let's just make the baseline that they're irrelevant at best.
Right,
and go from there.
And I feel like British people understand that more than. And you're right. So this whole kind of idea, this putting celebrities up on a pedestal and really following their lives and lending like a lot of times, like giving them a part of your actual life,
spectacle,
right?
Status.
Yeah, yeah. And
they call it rent free. Living rent free in your brain.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like the fact that a celebrity can live rent free in your brain. No celebrity rents free in my brain.
Right.
I'm going out there. Like, doesn't matter who you are, your daily. Oh, is she fat now? Or like, you know, oh, he ate this. Or,
Taylor Swift's new boyfriend is. Right.
Yeah, but the British monarchy, though, they are rent-free.
Right.
Just because we've inbred for hundreds of years,
right.
We get to maintain that we get to have free room and board.
They're translucent. They're ugly people. They look like they've been killed and then hung upside and drained, right? Like they got live hang.
Half of them got the cleft lip surgery scar.
Yeah. And then they were brought back to life using like electricity or something. And then they're walking around dead eyed, white skin, just completely pale and devoid of empathy and it cannot resonate with anybody other than themselves, even a celebrity. Like I feel like they would see Beyonce or Oprah. Like, could you imagine if it wasn't Prince Harry and Meghan sitting there? If it was the Queen, she'd be like, "You're that's cute. That's really cute of you, Oprah."
Yeah,
you know.
Am I the most insensitive man alive that didn't that thought Meghan Markle just had a great tan?
No, like it's news to me for sure. Yeah. But to be honest, all of this is news to me. I mean, I honestly
didn't care.
Yeah, okay, good. Me too.
I didn't care.
Me three.
But okay, cool. Honestly, I'm being so honest right now. Why I shouldn't even be talking about this is that before the Oprah thing that just happened 2 days ago,
yeah,
if you asked me to pick Meghan Markle out of a lineup, right, I would not have been able,
yeah,
to. I honestly had no idea what she looked like. And then when I saw it, when I saw the pictures and everything, I was kind of like, well, what is she talking about? Mm. You know, she just kind of looks like a tan person, and considering she's in the royal family,
right? Yeah,
forgive
she's tan.
Me for thinking that maybe she's definitely white, you know, and yeah, she looks like a supermodel, so right, fake, yeah, maybe fake tan. And so that exactly, all sounds insensitive, probably, but
totally,
you know,
Madonna had never had a fake tan, just saying.
Yep, it no, turns out she, no, she's
just sprayed bronze,
yeah. Still the closest touch of royalty she had before she married Prince Harry was just like a failed actress,
TV
right,
show, in Hollywood. Yeah, a failed, yeah, TV show, yeah, exactly. Right. Best, yeah, best thing. She was a D-level actress at best.
And honestly, right, in my book, she married down.
Oh,
she didn't even get the best prince, right? Am I right or am I right? I'm just kidding.
What are other princes?
I don't know.
There?
I don't even
might
know.
Be the least ugly of them.
It was a joke of, yeah,
She
didn't get a prince.
Of course, she married down. I mean, that's like, yeah, a playboy getting hooked up with Hugh Hefner. You're not doing it for like the looks or the hard factor. You know.
So
it's
you
money,
think she was planning on being
mansion,
being royalty the whole time, or do you think that she and he talked about dissecting or defecting?
I think it's the same reason why take 100 of the hottest men celebrities in America, 100 okay, of them. And then narrow them down to all who's single.
Okay.
And then narrow them down to all who makes how much.
Okay.
They want to marry Oprah. I don't care.
Those dudes?
Who? Yeah.
The upper echelon of
the
earners.
Upper echelon of earners.
Marry
and
a billionaire.
Most,
for her want, money.
That's
for
right.
A billionaire.
Do you okay, think, do you
so
think,
you're not going to
do you think
say,
Meghan wanted to take off that those pants and see that orange frickin' little pumpkin patch every frickin' night? No. No. How do you find a guy like that? Like, physically, like, he lifts up a pen.
So then she thought she was going to stay royalty forever. So it's then, defecting from this royal life then was not part of her plan. So now she's got to play it off like, she's with her husband.
Yeah, when she's like, no, no, stay.
Yeah.
Please. Whole Duchess of Sussex thing.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, at the same time, if you get to marry into royalty and then emancipate yourself, whatever you can take is way better than whatever the hell you already have. That,
and now you're American royalty.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, now they're getting praise and all this. I don't know.
Good point.
If I married a very unattractive, unbelievably rich woman, and then somehow we divorced and I got like 20% even or 15%, any percent, I'm going to be super happy with that. You
if
know?
Laura divorces me tomorrow, I'm going to take away more than I'll have ever had brought into my
right.
Totally.
And that's like, you know, so I'm not, you know, I don't think Meghan, I think Meghan married down. Yes. Or married up on status. You know, I mean, this. And again, this is all by just learning about these people for 2 days.
Right.
To take whatever I'm saying, and all I know
we should
is
never
that,
talk about them again. Exactly.
No,
I'm done.
All I know is that they're supposedly royalty, and I'm asking why. Yeah. You know, I'm just saying like, I don't imagine British people lending too much to this. Why are we? And the whole thing is ridiculous that you're supposedly like a super liberal person with progression in mind, but you're hanging. You love this thing that is probably the most archaic thing in Western civilization.
Absolutely. Most reactionary, anti-liberal form of government that's ever been created.
You were born higher than me.
Yeah.
What a liberal thought.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. That's hypocrisy.
Heck yeah.
Well, you're supposed to love immigrants, right?
They ain't moving here.
They did already?
Oh,
Harry and Meghan,
Harry
right?
and Meghan,
yeah,
sure, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Had to revoke their passports.
But they're not royalty anymore.
No.
Right? I mean, you got to be, if you're going to be included.
Do we at least
in
give them some, what is it called when you're a, when you are from another country and you have immunity?
Diplomatic immunity?
Do we at least give them diplomatic immunity over here? I don't know.
All I'm saying is, like, I think you need to be living in Buckingham Palace to be considered under what we're talking about right now.
Royalty.
That's the reason that they get to come away. They get to separate, come to America, and be like, they're racists. You know?
Yeah, but do you think that from here on out, Harry is like, hey, I'm Harry. They even have a last
good
name?
Point.
No, he's still, I'm Prince Harry.
I'm Prince
he's
Harry.
He's going to be Prince Harry.
Wait,
the didn't rest
you emancipate yourself? Well, I'm not going to get rid of a title like that.
Do you think he introduces himself as Prince Harry? Really?
The tabloids do. It's Prince Harry.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but.
Oh, I'm saying know, if I'm you're just... in a public eye and the tabloids represent. If everybody said King Jay Lindley, I'm pretty sure. Or King Tyler Massey, I would go around King. Tyler Massey. That's
I'm going to use your brother as an example because he has a persona of the local area. If he walks in and he says, hi, I'm Patrick, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is no implication behind that. There's nothing behind that besides the fact that he is now a patron of your establishment, whatever you do. If he walks in and says, hi, I'm Patrick Massey, all of a sudden, Mr. Massey. Yeah, you're the news director, or you're the editor, or whatever it was that they know you as.
Right.
They are now treating you with that level of not local royalty. We'll call it that. So I'm curious. I think Patrick, when wanting to get a job done, would say, "Hi, I'm Patrick Massey." When he's just being normal, everyday guy, the guy we like to hang out with.
Right.
He's, "Hey, I'm Patrick." Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just feel like there's a point of no return when it comes to your title. If you've been called Prince even once before, you ain't never, ever not being called Prince.
Right. Okay.
Doesn't matter if you were, like, exiled, all of your money taken away. Like, what do you think Saddam called himself even when he was in his hole? Like, what would have been his
Generalissimo or something?
He would still be like, that's Generalissimo, Saddam.
Get out of that spider hole, boy. Yeah.
He would expect the respect he has gotten before, you know? Like, it's hard to back off from being called Prince.
I can see that.
I don't know.
I can see that.
And like, royalty, I don't think they technically have a last name either. So now you just can't go with Harry, you know? Or I guess, I mean, maybe Harry Windsor. That's the family.
Is the Windsor, yeah.
That's the Windsor branch of royalty.
So
but
what's Elizabeth's last name? Is it Windsor?
They don't have last names.
See, that's so...
Queen Elizabeth. Prince Harry.
It's not happening. That's never... I will...
Princess...
he's got to go by Prince Harry from here on. Even
you're right. Good point.
Because I don't think he's technically still royalty. Like, he hasn't been, like, excommunicated from the family or whatever.
They just broke off, which doesn't technically have any meaning to the English people.
But I mean,
because the whole thing doesn't mean anything in the first place.
Right. And if you go to his Wikipedia or you go to his Facebook page, it still says he works employed at Duke of Sussex, you know. Even though, man, he's living in SoCal now. Yeah. Like, what does he have to do with Sussex anymore? Right. And
that's crazy. I never thought about the fact that they don't have a last name that is presented to you at all.
Harry Markle.
Used
car salesman.
Yeah. No, Harry Markle. He makes the best shirts in Upper Manhattan. That's Harry Markle.
That's the cute kid.
Yeah. Real pretty wife.
Yeah. I don't know about her.
Yeah. I'm not like some American who's like, I'm free, but I am never calling somebody Your Highness or Queen or anything.
No.
If all of a sudden Queen Elizabeth came in here, I'd be like, howdy.
How
you doing?
How are y'all?
Mom and Nam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. In my career, I've met a lot of already super famous people.
Right.
You know? If you treat them like they're already super famous, they act like they're already super famous.
Right.
If you treat them like normal people, a lot of the time, they act like normal people.
Right.
I've just noticed that. And 9 times out of 10, in my interactions with super famous people, they would rather you treat them like a normal human being than like the super fame, like the people that are, because they've got 20,000 people about to await them on the stage for super famousness.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to scream their name, you know, and cry for them.
For sure.
But the guy behind stage that is, you know, bringing them water or something, They don't want you to oogle and ogle and talk to them about then get a photo with them. They don't. Right. Yeah, they just want you to be treated like a human being.
That's definitely right, except for the monarchy. They very much expect. Patrick, you got anything else on that? You got anything else you wanted to say?
Not about that, no.
Okay, because I know you were definitely wanting to get into the monarchy stuff. All I can say is Pierce Morgan is an ass hat.
Is it Pierce or Pierce?
Or sorry, I said Pierce. No, you're good. It's good. Pierce.
Okay, I thought make sure I wasn't thinking of it wrong.
No, you're Pierce. Right. It's Pierce.
It's like a Pierce.
It's just you can't believe there's such a douchey name.
It's like multiple piers in the ocean?
Yes, he's okay. Pierce. That's right. Okay, cool. Go on down to the piers and catch a yacht.
I just love the British people have been putting up with shit for a long time. And here's Piers Morgan on his own show, says something stupid, gets called out for it, and storms off.
Yeah.
Dude, you should know better. You should do better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And since you haven't, you don't deserve it.
In what world are you looking like a man?
Yeah.
Getting up, walking away from the dude who was calling him out, honestly. Like, Piers, you look at a guy like Piers and the guy who was calling him out on his very same desk,
right.
You would imagine Piers would be able to trade blows with this guy and maybe make him look like, because that's the thing, that's probably why I hate Piers so much, is he's definitely able to make you look dumb. Like, just with his accent and the way he talks and stuff, like, he kind of takes that line. Do you ever have somebody who's do you guys watch American History X?
Yeah. I have seen it, yes. Do you
remember when Edward Norton, it's doing the flashbacks of him sitting at family dinner with like his stepdad or whatever, and he's saying these things. And the things he's saying are outlandish, not based in reality at all. But the way he's saying them, he can just make himself feel like he's better than you and smarter, and that what he's saying, he could be saying anything, and it rings true. Is that what that is? Gaslighting?
Yeah.
I don't want to accuse Piers Morgan of that, but like, all I'm saying is that he has a way of just talking that can make you feel like a fool, even if you're totally right.
And he can be telling you false things.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's that kind of British power a little bit. I think that's probably why he did decent over here, because I'm not sure how many people know how to deal with that sort of thing, you know, or the people with the best points sometimes are the quietest and they don't want to, you know, and Piers is just yelling. Like, he's such a yelling at you guy, you know, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
He could be saying something that makes absolutely no sense, but he's like yelling it and telling it to you in a point in a way that it's hard to,
give you no chance to counter it.
Right. Yeah, you just seem like you're wrong.
I'll just say, you know, at least Alex Jones can get a coffee in the face and stand there and take it like a man. But Piers Morgan,
he would run away crying. That's true. Yeah, Alex Jones, he could take. But is that his stoicism, or is that that he's completely blind with rage and insanity that he might not have even noticed? Like, the hot coffee on his face probably cooled him down.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of thought he's like, I'm surprised it took this long for this to happen. That's the facial expression I got from Alex Jones in that incident. He's like, this happens all the time.
Yeah. Hot coffee again in my face. Really, that happened to me last week.
He's like, that's latte.
And Piers Morgan's like, how dare someone, a lowly sports correspondent on Good Morning Britain or whatever's left of Britain, to say good morning to.
Yeah. Calls you out a little bit for a second.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like you said, what has he got? Does he have something lined up? I don't think so.
No, you don't leave a gig unless you have one lined up. So either he's gone forever, or you know, tune into the British ham radio waves, and you'll hear Piers Morgan yelling.
He's probably running back to the United States so he can get that extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits.
He's waiting for that $1,400 too,
right?
Because he can't be making that much off Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, it's like at that point, if that's the show you're hosting, watch your P's and Q's, man. You really probably don't have a whole, you know, Easy Mart is next. Yeah, Easy Mart may look at you and be like, no, thanks.
Yeah. What do y'all think?
I was going to say, hey, remember to follow us on the socials. We recently just put these socials together. Just search Regrettable
Podcast.
You're going to see our little, what's that little, the tower, that is on our podcast, wherever you pick up our podcast,
yep,
that's what you'll find in the picture of our social media.
We got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of them are related to Regrettable Podcast in some way. If you like one, we'll give you the rest of them.
Exactly.
We have an email as well, regrettablepodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
So send in any feedback, questions. We want to start. I would love to be able to field questions.
Yeah, write them on the back of a $20 bill.
There you go.
Send them to the radio station.
Yeah, yeah. We'll send it back.
Yes.
We're like one of those
with blessings.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're like one of those evangelical
televangelists
who like, you send me 20, then I send you 19 ones, and each one of these ones has been written and blessed by this and that.
But you got to send them back.
You got to send them back. Yeah. You cannot hold these. Stupid. I'll cut that out. Anyway, like us.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. Go to the Morning Brew Show. That's KDQN921. Search that for even a second. You'll get brought to the webpage.
All the socials.
All the thing.
Personal socials as well.
Tyler Massey on Facebook.
Caitlin Davis.
Yeah.
And Jay Wesley.
Jay Wesley Lindley.
There's a couple other Jay Lindleys, so make sure you put the Wesley in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big shout out to Burst Your Bubble Podcast as they cross platform promoted us last week.
That's right.
As they kind of interviewed me on, and I talked about the us and how we've gotten to where we are today and things of that nature. So
absolutely. It's been a hell of a ride.
It's been interesting. It's 11, number 11, guys.
Yeah.
And this is a big, huge one. So I don't even know how you're going to piece this bad boy up, but no, I love it.
The Ouachita Podcast.com. Yes. Everybody on there as well, pulling in their listeners who are probably stumbling onto ours. Man, that's going to be it. It's the Regrettable Podcast, y'all.
Mick Farter, Fat Fart said, good times. I'll definitely stay tuned in. And Geo Gently 90 says, you guys are awesome. So thank you on Twitch.
Mick Farter, who are you?
I don't know.
Like, can you?
We want to know who you are.
Do you know who we are?
Friend us on socials.
There you go.
Jay Wesley Lindley.
Tyler Massey.
Patrick Massey. So, friend us.
Yeah, it's called Regrettable Podcast. Yeah. Find any of those things.
Find on all your favorite socials. Yeah.
Maybe we'll give you a gizmo or something.
Yeah. We'll give you something. Thank you so much.
Shout out.
And Jen, of course.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to meet you in person, you and your husband.
We're talking about that tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to talk about that.
Cool.
All right. That's it.
Good.
Regrettable Podcast. There you go.